Just like backyard barbecues or a day at the pool, the Three Rivers Festival has always been a part of our summer fun. And the festival returns July 12th to the 20th. It kicks off with the annual Three Rivers Festival Parade. Browse art in the park with local artisans. Bring the family to Children's Fest. Stroll through Junk Food Alley. And don't forget about the festival concerts at the Hoosier Lottery stage with live music from nationally renowned acts. You can buy your concert tickets or check out a schedule of events at threeriversfestival.org. Don't miss the best summer experience in Fort Wayne, the Three Rivers Festival.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Reporter Prue Lawan joins us now from the US Capitol. Prue, good evening to you. Yet another remarkable day in US politics. Just how much legal trouble is Donald Trump in?
Anton, a very good evening to you. Let's put his three cases in order and then it becomes apparent the answer to your question. The first case he's dealing with, 34 counts, that's the New York case, is about alleged behaviour before he was president. That's the falsifying documents case in relation to a porn star. The second case, 40 counts, is about conduct that is alleged to have happened rather after he was president. That's the classified documents case and then obstructing government efforts to get them back. But this case, it may only be four counts, but it's about conduct when he was president in order to stay being president. And what four counts they are: conspiracy to commit fraud against the United States, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, obstructing a official proceeding, and then conspiracy against the rights of citizens, in particular, their right to vote and their right to have that vote counted. So yesterday, there only were a few hundred people outside the courthouse here in Washington, D.C., but it is in no way reflective of the magnitude of where this particular criminal case and those four counts are going. Imagine if we have a trial and a verdict before next year's November 5 general election. That's for both Congress and the president. Imagine the occasion when America stops, when Donald Trump stands up in that courtroom and waits to hear the verdict, as we all will, on those four counts, one of which could send him to jail, the maximum sentence of 20 years. What will be the response, for example, of his rusted-on supporters who stormed the Capitol on January 6? And what if he is acquitted? Does that supercharge his chances of being re-elected? The country will be watching, and obviously one individual in particular.
So, Prue, many indictments across a number of cases, but in terms of this trial, what happens next?
Okay, it's two things, Anton. It's location and timing. The first matter for Donald Trump was simply to get out of Washington, D.C. He made a parting shot at the Capitol and said it looked dreadful. But as for how he looked, it seemed as if when he climbed the stairs to his plane, that all of those 77 years that he has lived really appeared to be on his shoulders. This was a man who did not seem to have had a great day, to say the least. But there are many more to come that will be difficult. Now, cameras are not allowed in federal court unless the rule is changed. We will only have sketch artists of any further proceedings. But at least we know what the initial arguments will be about. He wants the trial to be moved to West Virginia. He says he can't get a fair trial in this city. Of course, he won West Virginia by 68% to Biden's 29%. And finally, quickly on timing, well, he doesn't want it to be quickly. That's the case of the prosecution. Trump wants to make this thing last as long as possible until potentially he wins the next election. However, the next date is August 28. That is a hearing in front of the judge who will be taking care of this case.
Thanks, Prue. That's Prue Lawan with reportage and analysis from the U.S. Capitol.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.